They did to him, according to Acts 4:28, what God's hand and plan had predestined to take place. That's what it says in Acts 4:28. Come on, you don't believe that God was just reacting to what was happening to Jesus as it happened? I think he was a lamb slain from before the foundation of the world, don't you? That's what the Bible says. Now, if God does not, listen to me, if God does not exercise power, control over human beings and their actions, and if God does not control those actions or work those actions into the fulfillment of His plan, and if God doesn't even have a plan because He doesn't know what's going to happen, then how did He know Jesus would end up on a cross? If He doesn't know the future, how did He know the Jews would cooperate? How did He know the Pharisees would cooperate? How did He know Pilate would cooperate? How did He know Judas would cooperate? How did He know Judas wouldn't bail out 2 years into the deal? Split. How did He know Judas would hang around long enough to betray Him? How did He know Judas would throw the money on the floor? How did He know that? How did He know any of that? How did He know that Jesus would be raised up like the serpent in the wilderness? How did He know any of that if He doesn't know the future? He not only knows the future, He ordains the future, and if He ordains the future, He makes the future happen. If He didn't know the future, He didn't know the Roman soldiers would even crucify Jesus. How do you know Pilate wouldn't say, I don't want to deal with this just man. Let him go. Give him a Roman escort. Take him out of town. Let him shuffle off to Greece. Get lost in a crowd. If God doesn't know the future, then God doesn't know that His Son is going to die for your sins. That's ridiculous. He not only knows the future, He ordains the future. And the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, one writer puts it this way, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the hinge pin of history and the indispensable condition of our salvation, was most certainly not left up to the vagaries of human decision. It was ordained from the foundation of the earth, and it is impossible that it might not have occurred. The Bible nowhere suggests or even permits the interpretation that Judas, Caiaphas, Pilate, and the soldiers were unwilling pawns forced by God into the commission of a horrible crime. They acted freely in accordance with their own motives and purposes, yet they did exactly what God's hand and plan had predestined would happen. It's a great statement. God ordains it all.